I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Internet Marketing episode 14 for November the 9th, 2006. And today's episode is Community Websites. So here we are again with Internet Marketing episode 14. And today we're talking about community websites. And I have to apologise, everyone. We haven't been around for a little while, and you wouldn't believe how busy we have been. And we've been trying to get together to do this thing for a few weeks, and life just got in the way. But we're here now, that's the main thing. And we have our resident professor of internet marketing, Mr. Daniel Rells, with us. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Exceedingly well, thank you, sir.
Good.
So let's talk about community websites. Now, I find this whole thing fascinating and interesting and exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting time on the web at the moment. There's lots of things and changes afoot. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about community websites, which includes things like user-generated content as well. So just to give a kind of background of what I'm talking about, I mean, if you look at the how popular and successful something like MySpace has become, where if those aren't familiar with it, you can set up a profile, you can put up what your interests are, maybe that is business, music, film, anything like that. Starlifting is quite a teenage thing, and it's being taken up by more and more businesses now and kind of media types and what have you. And the key thing is you can connect to other people, and it starts new networks of communication. And the website itself is self-perpetuating. It's really built up on its own because of the users. And that's slightly different from something like YouTube, where YouTube is purely user-generated content, but again, it's taken on a life of its own. I mean, with the recent acquisition of YouTube by Google, just goes to show how seriously these kind of websites are being taken. So it's a very interesting time just to see what effects this has on marketing or how we can use these kind of sites.
Yes, I was going to say, because it's fantastic that we have these these online communities, but how do we actually leverage that to so that we can use it for internet marketing?
The key things are there's some real kind of tactical things in there, some website applications that we can use in all of our websites with a bit of thought and planning to try and leverage this kind of thing. The most obvious one is a discussion forum. If you find a website that's about a particular topic, so say internet marketing, and it's got a discussion forum, if you attract enough of an audience to that, the life of the website will kind of just take on its own. But that's only very one-dimensional. Quite a few sites have got that kind of thing already. You want people to also be able to add their own generated content. So maybe it's articles, it can be video, it can be anything like that. So you want to be able to post their own kind of information and show themselves as being experts in a particular topic as well. Something like a wiki, which is basically an information resource that other people can edit and add information to, is becoming more and more...
Wikipedia.
Hence where the term comes from. Has shown to be really, really popular. And then there's things like online competitions where you can see other people's scores, you can enter yours, you can put your own profile up, talk about who you are and what you do. If you add all these together, you start getting into a very powerful kind of medium that people really do get engaged with. And that's what it's about. It's really taking the website from a one-dimensional kind of model. And, you know, we've had interactive elements for years, but we've never really pulled them together to turn them into something quite interesting like this. So it's just taking those things and actually pulling together and, you know, doing something with it.
Can we go through some examples of how community websites have been used?
Completely. We're working on a project at the moment. In the UK, the government are setting targets for local authorities to achieve recycling goals.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're working on a project that will encourage the best practice of recycling.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it sounds like a fairly dry topic to most people. Those that work in it won't think it's dry at all. You know, it's an environmental issue. It's quite a big deal.
Yes.
But what we need to do is get all the people in the local authorities getting involved, really taking these targets seriously, seeing how they can achieve these goals, seeing what other people are doing. So it starts off at the centre. There's some learning. There's some courses, kind of some online e-learning courses where people learn about best practice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's surrounded by some discussion forums where particular topics are being discussed, with stats on which council's doing the best, so people can look at their own kind of efforts and how other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have people working on the site to seed these conversations and to say, okay, what's going on with this? Oh, I'd be quite interested to find out about that. And also to say, well, this person's doing this. I know they're really good at it. Why don't you speak to them? And it's about kind of facilitating that community and really making sure it's going in the right direction.
Right.
The uptake of that is that other sites that have done this have found that people become much more engaged in the whole project, and therefore they're really fighting their corner and the project's corner without having to be forced to. So it can really get people engaged in things, and it's quite an exciting way of doing things.
Okay.
Another good example is where you have a particular brand, so you've got your company. For us, it could be, you know, example, we work in the internet marketing sphere of the world.
Yep.
If we were to start a website about search engine optimization, so it's something we happen to do, but it's not our complete focus. We start a website, we put discussion forums up, a wiki for best practice, we let people publish their own documents on their findings,
yep.
We let Google feed in some information, all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we do is encourage people to use it. So we get the information out there, let people know it's there. And the discussion forums start, you know, having more and more conversation, more and more people are using this website. And it's a resource for these people, for other companies to find out about search engine optimization for free. There's something there of advantage for them.
Yep.
What we then do is we've got a channel to the market that we have complete control over. So that allows people to go in there and get some advantage from it, in that there's information and discussion they're interested in.
Yeah.
But it also allows us to shape that conversation, post our own articles and that kind of thing, to push our brand forward. So that community offers value to the community itself,
mm-hmm.
and it also offers us value in that we have some input into that community. And this can just be on a small scale. This could just be a small website that talks about a very niche topic, has some discussion forums and some articles. But you allow people to set up profiles of themselves that individuals can be recognised.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right.
Mm.
This whole concept is you kind of end up shepherding a whole bunch of people, a community of people, by giving them something that's some sort of resource that's useful, such as a forum or a wiki or something like that.
Completely. I mean,
therefore, that you can then subtly market or help them and direct them, presumably, to your product. Is that basically how it works?
It is, but you don't want to be too controlling over the whole thing. You don't want to try to be in the background kind of pulling the strings. What it's literally about is providing a really strong resource for people to engage on a particular topic. And then something as simple as you could just have some small ads on each page saying this is sponsored by our company. And it builds brand awareness and connects them with that particular topic.
Okay.
You can, you know, involve yourself in the topic, but you should never try and pull the wool over people's eyes. So it should be clearly posted, this is who it's been, you know, the topic was posted by us. I think it needs to be very honest. The forum will take on a life of its own eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. You want it to kind of really move forward on its own.
But it sounds like it needs a little bit of input from oneself.
Yeah, completely.
Is that true?
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, the key thing is to get it self-perpetuating. There's so much conversation going on that it will just build up and up. And that is the really most important thing. But you do need to seed the content. You need to put some stuff of value up there in the first place so that people want to go. You know, when there's no users as yet, why would somebody go? Well, there needs to be some kind of value for them. And also, when there are a few people there, maybe things are getting a bit stagnant on a particular topic. Maybe move things into a different direction, suggest some different, you know, options of discussion.
Yeah.
If you're an expert in a particular field, your expertise, you know, is kind of free consultancy for people. So just to involve yourself in these kind of conversations online can be very useful. It shows you as being an expert, it builds your brand awareness, and it can be very useful for your potential customers as well.
So shall we talk about some of these techniques then? I mean, you mentioned seeding. What's seeding all about?
Seeding is literally, you kind of plant the seed and let it grow. So it's literally about going into a discussion forum and saying, I've heard about this, or I'm interested in this, anybody else have any opinions? And it's literally just to get conversation going. If there's particular things you want discussed or you think that are really relevant, you know, chuck something in there, put a relevant article, link through to something that you think people will find of interest.
Yeah.
As long as it's relevant to the topic, then it's a good way of starting conversation. Okay. You'll very quickly see if it's relevant or not, because it'll work or it won't. Literally, if people are interested, they'll start posting discussions, but you need to get the audience there. And the key thing with getting the audience to the website is all the other topics we've spoken about in the past, in terms of the search engine optimization, email marketing, all that kind of thing. Just letting people know this resource exists in the first place.
Right, okay.
This isn't an easy process at all. There's a lot to it, a lot of thought needs to go into it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it right, if you do it in a half-hearted kind of way, it'll fail. Right. But if you do put the full effort into it and think it out, it can become a very, very successful medium, a new route to market. And it puts something out there on the web that's useful to people.
Yeah.
Does MySpace, going back to MySpace briefly, mm-hmm. it's being used in an absolute myriad of ways. It's used for people making friends. It's mm-hmm. used for bands to kind of build awareness. Lots of filmmakers are using it to show their kind of work and try and get involved in bigger projects.
Yes.
People use it for dating. People use it for networking, for business contacts. So there's lots of different ways it's being used. You might find that you could just set up a profile in MySpace and do it on a simple level like that, and just get involved in another community. You don't necessarily have to set your own community up to leverage this.
So yeah, I was just going to say, because MySpace is a lovely example of a sort of generic, already there type of space. Sorry, pardon the pun. Where you can create your online community. Are there many examples of individual businesses on the web sort of putting forward forums or community resources like this?
Yeah, there's lots of things like that. I mean, another one, I'm very much more business orientated one, is something called LinkedIn.
I'm a member of that, actually.
Yeah, so what you do is you literally put a profile up, much like on MySpace, but it's all about business networking. Mm-hmm. And then you can link up to other people, and you say, look, I work with this person, I'd recommend them. And it builds a network of contacts.
Yeah.
There's lots of different networks out there. Those are the two that we're kind of really using at the moment, and we're finding really useful. Mm. There's lots of smaller niche ones. If you search in Google, you'll find absolutely dozens. And I think it's just seeing the ones that are actually, you know, are taking that kind of critical mass point, where they're getting to such a size and there's so many users they're taking off.
So what advice would you give, Daniel, to businesses considering moving in this direction with their remarketing?
Okay. If you're going to do it, don't do it half-heartedly, and don't think it's going to be an easy option. To set up a site or a kind of area that will work in this way, you really need to, you know, commit some planning time and some thought to the whole process. Mm. If you don't have the resources to do it, think about joining other communities and just test. Put your toe in the water first of all and test it out.
Yeah,
I totally would advise people to join LinkedIn. I totally say MySpace is a good thing to try if you're going to go for a business kind of orientated profile. Mm-hmm. The audience is very mixed on MySpace, so you know, you have to see what you get. But something like LinkedIn can be very useful, and it'll just give you an understanding of how the whole thing works. Mm-hmm. What you do need to do as well is you want it to get to critical mass. It has to get to a certain point to self-perpetuate. So you need to build the audience, and that should be your key focus when you've got some good content up there.
Okay.
Also, you need to monitor the content. You will always get people on the internet posting things that are not relevant, that are probably offensive to some people, so you need to keep an eye on the content. And then there needs to be some sort of editing in place, just to make sure that you're not offending most of your audience.
Yeah, okay. like a moderator.
Yeah, exactly yeah. that. And it doesn't have to be you. You can appoint a third party, someone else that's interested, so it can mm-hmm. be quite independent. The other thing is the maintenance. The site will need updating. You can't just put it there and expect people to come. You need to keep an eye on it, update things, make sure things are working the whole time. So there will mm-hmm. be an ongoing cost to kind of running something like this.
Okay.
And also, things can stagnate. You might get a conversation that's going very, very well, and that will die off eventually. And you need to maybe continue seeding what's going on.
Yeah.
And really kind of seeing how the market's moving, what the particular niche topic is, and just add the latest things in. And those are the key kind of concerns. It's not cheap, easy. It's not a quick fix, but it can be massively effective. So it's something really worth to consider. I think the whole market is really changing. There's much more user-generated content out there, and it's affecting how the major search engines are going to work as well. If you look at something like Delicious, which is basically like a search engine, but instead of the search engine deciding how pages are ranked, mm-hmm. it actually allows users to mark pages and say whether or not they found them useful.
Social bookmarking.
That's the one, exactly.
In fact, I wonder if we should have a separate episode all about that.
Yeah, I think it's probably worth doing a completely different episode. But they're all kind of interconnected. So
yeah.
The main idea of this podcast is to really kind of get people thinking about not always think of that one-dimensional search engine landing on your website kind of way.
Yeah.
Think about how you engage other people. And once people are engaged on a topic, they're much more likely to stay engaged for a long period of time, and you've got a potential customer for a long time. So really thinking about that and kind of seeding some thought at this point, I think, is an interesting thing to do.
Mr. Rowles, thank you very much. Sage advice indeed.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time. But before we go, don't forget, do email, is it info@academyinternet.com, Daniel?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
If you've got questions you want to ask, or if you've got any suggestions. Also, if you'd like to send in a little MP3 file of you speaking a question, we would be more than happy to play that on the episode. And feel free to leave a comment in iTunes.
Yeah, that would be great. Any more people want to leave some reviews, we're really, really keen to hear your feedback.
That would be fantastic. So have a great week, folks, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing. Internet Marketing was brought to you by summitsolutions.co.uk.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.